yeah. Almost 4 o'clock here on the Fan, Evan and Tiki on this Tuesday. Yankees won last night. The Mets won last night by about 3.5 feet. But they did win last night. Unfortunately, the New York Jets opened up the season in San Francisco. The positive is Aaron Rodgers played, you know, most of the game until they took him out. The negative was this defense got absolutely destroyed by the San Francisco 49ers, and they're 0-1. And joining us right now, and he'll join us every day after the Jets play. So it's mostly Mondays at 4 o'clock, but they played a Monday night game. So in this case, it's Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Is the great, the legendary, my longtime partner, Joe Beningo, and his call-in is brought to you by Empire City Casino. Winners play here. By Approved Oil, lock in your low oil rate at freezetherate.com, and by HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City. Bro, how are you?
Well, thank God for our baseball team. Let me start with that.
Yeah, that's the first thing I said, Joe.
Who knew that on September 10th, right now, the baseball team would be a bigger deal than a football team? Can you imagine that that's actually what's happening?
Stunning.
Thank God. Stunning. Thank God for that.
How did you watch last night, by the way? Because like, I was DVRing it. I know you don't do that. Were you flipping back and forth? How'd you handle it?
Yeah, between the commercials, I was going back. I watched the game up until the start of the Jet game. And then, between the many, many commercials, I was able to see a lot of what was going on. And it was halftime when I got to see the ninth inning and Diaz close it out. So, I got to see the game end before without missing anything because of halftime. So that was good.
Well, did the excitement of the Mets overcome the disappointment for the Jets?
Well, I think the thing with the Jets, look, I mean, you knew this was going to be a tough spot for them. There's no doubt about that. I mean, this Niner team is for real. There's a reason they were in the Super Bowl last year, and, their mission is to win, and obviously we know the deal.
Right.
And even with McCaffrey, that really didn't matter. I mean, to me, when I heard McCaffrey was out, I'm like, maybe he's, who knows? He just got married to, what's that girl he's married to? That hot girl, I forget her name.
Yeah, I can see her, but I can't remember.
Is it Kupo? Kupo. Right, exactly.
I'm all over this.
Olivia, so maybe he had a little hangover from her. I mean, who knows? But whatever the case may be, that didn't mean anything to me. Look, here's the bottom line, okay? And I've said this, and I've been saying this, Ev, I've been saying this for a while. This defense is overrated. I'm tired of hearing about how good the defense is. They never force turnovers. They don't get to the quarterback. They can't stop the run. How is this defense so great? Tell me. I mean, they got gouged in this game. We could talk about the mistakes on the offense. Lazard drops his sure first down pass on the first series of the game. Brees fumbles to set up a field goal for them. Later on in the game, Garrett Wilson, when he's got all kinds of room to get both feet down, doesn't do it. It cost him a first down, and who knows, they were down 13 at the time. Aaron threw a pick, although I thought he looked pretty good.
He was fine.
I thought the one positive you take is that the quarterback looked pretty good. Now, they never had the ball, okay? It was unbelievable. I mean, I don't know what the final numbers were, but I know at one point it was 35-15 in minutes for San Francisco. But this defense, bro, I mean, let's tell it like it is. I mean, they stunk yesterday. They got destroyed. And I know the Niners are tremendous, but you got to be made. Where's Will McDonald? The only time I saw Jermaine Johnson was when he did an illegal hands to the face that cost him getting off the field on third down, right? Quinton Williams maybe made one play. I don't even remember. Solomon Thomas one time had Brock Purdy for an easy sack, let him go, and Purdy hit somebody for a first down. There were guys open, all wide open everywhere. Kittle, Samuel, Jennings, and this kid Mason looked like Jim Brown. So, I mean, the defense was terrible. I mean, what's going on with this defense,
well,
bro?
I think part of it, Joe, is that the 49ers are just that good.
I get that.
They have a good offensive line. And more importantly, the scheme is masterful, right? When you watch it, they're just creating space. Like, there's always space. And
always.
On the other side, the Jets' offensive line was terrible in the run game. There was nowhere for Brees to go. I felt bad for him because you could see him like visually getting frustrated because there was no big plays. There was no opportunities for him to be him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, look, I thought the offensive line did a good job in pass blocking. I thought for the most part they gave Rodgers decent protection. And like I said, I mean, the one positive you have to take out of this is that he looked good. I mean, that's it. But look, it's week one. You know, I don't want to get too crazy week one. We knew this was going to be a difficult game and all of that. I mean, I didn't think the defense was going to get gouged like it did.
Right, that's the problem, bro. Like,
right.
Yes,
of course.
All knew it was going to be difficult. It was likelier than not that they were going to lose this game. But for this defense to let Jordan Mason look like, as you said, Jim Brown. For Brandon Ayuk, who should have caught that touchdown in the end zone that he was diving for, guys were wide open all day. And like, I thought the defense last year was really good. Like, they had periods of time where they didn't force turnovers, but think about week one against Buffalo. They forced four turnovers against the great Josh Allen. Right?
Part of that was Josh Allen, though.
That's fine. Right. Part of it's Josh Allen.
Trying to be a hero.
But I thought, like, they were a big-time defense last year. What, this mess that we saw last night, they didn't look anywhere close to a big-time defense.
Yeah, and you got this Hassan Reddick thing hanging over their head, which is just a disaster. I mean, how did they allow this to happen? Now, Teak, let me ask you, how did they allow this to happen, Douglas, that this guy didn't have a contract
He is under contract. That's
okay,
the problem.
But I get it.
I think they didn't understand how badly he wanted a new contract. Now, this is where I give Howie Roseman so much credit, because he knew that, right? Obviously, it's why they didn't want to sign him. They didn't want him. Now, the Eagles are in a different financial situation because they've robbed Peter to pay Paul so many times that they couldn't afford to keep him. But they knew how disgruntled he was. They obviously didn't communicate that to Joe Douglas. And so when he gets here, he sounds the part, right? I can't wait. Can't wait to be here. You never see him again, because now all of a sudden he cares about his contract more than he cares about being a Jet.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. And what makes it worse is they let Bryce Huff walk away. They never. Mm-hmm. This is a kid that they developed, right? Their own guy, and they never. To me, I don't think they ever even intended to sign this guy.
No.
Or even tried to sign him.
No,
and that made no sense either.
Well, and also,
now he's on the Eagles, of course.
And also, they gave away. I know he wasn't amazing, John Franklin Myers. He would always commit the bad penalty.
They gave him away. Yep,
they lost Jefferson, who had 6 sacks last year. Like.
Yep.
They lost a lot on this defensive line, and you watch who was out there last night. Javon Kinlaw stinks.
Yep.
Michael Clemens isn't that good. And then you got a bunch of guys who probably should be on the practice squad, like Braden McGregor. And you mentioned Will McDonald, first-round pick. I mean, start playing like one, which he hasn't done yet.
Please, can you get Gastineau's number away from this guy? What a disgrace that this guy is wearing Mark Gastineau's number, who should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't want to get into that, but that's a disaster. Please, you can't wear 99. The only defensive guy that I thought had anything last night was Quincy Williams.
Always does,
Who is the best player on the defense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a source. Let me ask you this. Speaking of, why was he out of the game if he wasn't hurt for like 8 or 9 plays?
No, he had to be hurt. They just don't want to say he's hurt, because it creates a disadvantage for them.
Right, I understand.
You know what I mean?
If Kyle Shanahan knows that the cornerback
is compromised, and guess what? They're running over there and they're throwing over there. So I think that's really what it came
Yeah, because
down
after to. The game, Joe, Salah said he was tired. He needed a break.
Catch his wind.
Yeah, he said that was the quote. He needed
How
to
old
catch
is he,
his
22?
Wind.
I mean, what are you tired?
Right. I know.
And are you 40 yet? You're not tired. We're tired.
I hit the century next year.
I'm 71. I'm tired.
Wait, you're tired of this crap? You're tired of watching bad football?
Oh, my God. It's just – and let's be honest about this, too, okay? This game coming up Sunday is monstrous.
Oh, yes.
They go 0-2 losing to the Tennessee Titans, you know, and all of a sudden the roof is going to start caving in. Let's be real about it.
Well, I think it's more than just even Sunday. I mean, you're obviously right. They can't be 0-2 going into Thursday night. But you look at who they're about to play.
Yeah.
Tennessee. I know New England's 1-0. Let's see more from
them.
What
a shock, huh?
Yeah. And you look at Minnesota a few weeks after that. Yeah. Denver. They've got teams on their schedule that they got to beat.
Yeah.
They got to be 3-1 by the time they go to London to play the Vikings. To me, that's where we're at right now. Right?
I agree.
And the whole division wins, of course. The Patriots win. I tell you, I'm already scared of them. I'm already scared.
Really?
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because their defense takes the ball away.
Yeah.
The biggest play in this game the other day, I forget who it was. By the way, Cincinnati, give me a break. Can they show up? But whoever it was going into the end zone for a touchdown, and Kyle Duggan knocks the ball out of his hands. How big a play is that? Can I see the Jets do that?
Right, that's awareness. That's like above the X's and O awareness.
That's right.
That's playing the Breece's comment harder.
And look, New England is playing at home against Seattle on Sunday. You know,
and they're underdogs. And
they're underdogs.
There's
a chance they go on a Thursday night against us 2-0.
No question.
After all that.
Of course. right, look, like I said, the one positive you take away is that Rodgers looked good. He did. I got to say, threw the ball well. He had that one pick. I understand the one pick he threw. He kind of forced it. He had a little pressure there, too. He kind of forced it into double coverage. But that drive for the touchdown, where he hit Garrett Wilson three times on third down, on third and longs. I mean, that's the one thing. I look at that and I say, when the hell was the last time I saw that happen?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I mean, that was so un-Jet-like, it was unbelievable. And, you know, I mean, a nice touchdown pass. He did his usual thing where he drew them offside. He got a free play. He hits Lazard for the touchdown. And that was nice and all of that. But
the drive you described where he converted on the three third downs to Garrett Wilson, eventually was Breece Hall, got in the end zone.
Yeah.
That was one of just the best, like, Jet.
When
just
have we seen that?
Never. Right. Never. I mean, maybe since Ryan Fitzpatrick had that miracle season before he choked it in week 17 in Buffalo. Yeah.
Right. 2015.
Like, that was probably the highlight of the game, just getting to see that and thinking, wow, that could become normal in our football watching on Sundays.
Yeah.
Seeing that kind of approach.
Well, the one sequence, though, that really ticked me off more than any other, and it probably wouldn't have mattered anyway in the outcome, you know, they're down 13. Breece Hall has that run where it looks like he got the first down, and to me, they should have challenged it, but they didn't challenge it. Okay, but he doesn't get the first down. Now it's second and one, and that play with Garrett Wilson where he's got that slant over the middle, and he's got all kinds of room, and somehow he gets his toe out of bounds. And now it's third and one. They stop Breece, fourth and one, incomplete. I mean, I've seen that too many times.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
That cannot happen. I don't know if you felt this way. They drafted this Braylon Allen. He's a big-bodied running back.
Let me see him play.
Let's see him.
Yeah. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Let me see him play.
I think that was a trust, just a young player in a big game on the road against the defending NFC champs. You just didn't trust him.
Mike Williams?
It's not fair to him. He played, but he just didn't. I mean, was he targeted?
I think he was out there for like eight snaps. Like they really
is that
kept
what it was?
Him. Yeah, they just they're because he's coming off of the injury.
Yeah,
I get it.
But like Tiki said this earlier, he's kind of right. After Garrett Wilson right now, until someone steps up, they don't exactly have a lot. I know Lazard was okay, but he did have that huge drop on the first possession.
Set the tone for the game.
Yeah, and he had a bad season a year ago. So he's trying to make up for what the expectation was a year ago. Now, obviously, the touchdown helps, but that's more Aaron Rodgers. Right? And they described it perfectly on the broadcast. When you get a free play like that, just throw it to your vertical. Whoever's going vertical, throw it to him. No matter what happens, it's a free play.
Right.
So you might as well try to score on it.
Right. And he got I know you also scored the garbage time touchdown from Tyrod Taylor, too.
What did you think?
The fantasy people had a good week.
Yeah, right.
If anybody had him, I don't know.
But. I doubt it. I don't know if anybody would pick him up.
Right.
What
did
you think? Because, look, I'm like you. We're hanging in there to the end watching all this crap.
Yeah.
Taking Rodgers out. But keeping Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Now, he did eventually take Breece out because they brought Allen in the game.
Right.
bring Allen in the game. But, that didn't make any sense either. I mean, the game was over. I mean, let's be honest about it. So, that made no sense to me. I'm trying to look at this rationally, okay? It's week one against a power – maybe the toughest team they're going to play all year. I mean, you could make that case. This might be the best team on their schedule. There's no doubt about it. You know, and I'm just trying to rationalize it that way. But now you got to go out. You have to win these next three games, in my mind. You really do. And you certainly got to win this week because, boy, oh, boy, if they lose, here we go.
No, we'll panic at that point. I was disgusted last night. I think most of us are, just based on the performance. Not that the season's over or anything like that.
Of course.
You don't want to see a team lose. We waited all these months for football. There's only 17 games.
Right.
But if they lost to Tennessee next Sunday, or this Sunday now, then I think we'd all be in full panic mode.
Yeah,
then it would be like, what the hell is going on?
By the way, do you think, don't take this wrong, Coach, but do you think that after the game, Shanahan put his arm around Robert Saleh and said to him, don't worry, Coach, they fire you after the year. You're my defensive coordinator.
He may have said that.
You think Shanahan said that to him? What do you think?
You always got a job here, Coach. Don't worry, Rob. We'll take care of you.
We got you covered.
Right.
You know?
We like this Sorensen guy, but we'll take you back.
Yeah, right.
Overall, because I know during the offseason you have had a healthy skepticism about this team. And I understand it.
Well, it's 56 years of not getting it done. What it comes down to.
Right now, do you think we're going to see a playoff here? Do you think we're going to see this team make a run? Like, what's your honest feeling you know, we're 1 week in, but it's only one game. What's your honest feeling on what we're actually going to witness?
I mean, if the defense is going to play like they played yesterday, they're no playoff team. I'll tell you that. Right. I mean, this defense has got to put they should be embarrassed. Especially with with all the hoopla that surrounds them. I mean, you got to come out snarl. I got to see something this week. I mean, they're playing well. Will Levis is the quarterback.
Yeah.
They just blew the game to the Bears last week. So, right now you look at that defense. I can't say they're a playoff team if they're going to play like that. That's for sure.
No, you're absolutely right. The defense has really got to be the calling card.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers.
As long as he's healthy.
Right.
If he stays healthy,
just be healthy,
he'll be fine.
Just be healthy.
Yes.
But they opposing offenses need to fear what the Jets defense is going to do to you. And last year, even though they weren't a good team, opposing offenses feared their defense. You don't fear it right now after week one.
No.
But again, Joe, this is week one.
Yeah, I get it.
Just like Daniel Jones. If they're laying egg next week, then I'm going to be worried. Daniel Jones lays an egg next week, I'm really going
to
be worried.
Well, one thing that I think, too, that you have to take into account is that, with the way it is now as far as preseason football and all of that, this is basically an extended training camp game.
Mm.
That's what it is, right or wrong?
I said the same thing.
Like a preseason
game,
really.
The Giants definitely look like they were playing in the preseason. Jets defensively look like they were playing in the preseason.
Yeah. Yep.
We're talking to the great Joe Benengo. Now, Joe. The Mets have gotten us the football season, okay?
This is one of the most, I got to say this, and I don't know how it's going to play out. Right now, I think they're going to make it in the playoffs. I really do. There's something going on with them. This has been one of the most fun years I can ever remember as a Met fan. Because I was down on Stearns and Stevie Cohen at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
And boy, was I wrong. I mean, every move Stearns has made has turned to gold, especially the manager who I love this guy. Mm. I mean, how did the Yankees keep Boone and let Mendoza? Let me ask you that question. But nevertheless, Mendoza's been phenomenal. When this team was 11 games under 500, we're all thinking they're backing up the truck, they're going to trade Pete at the deadline, all of this, and to see where they are now, that they are now, 24 games over 500 since the end of May. They got the best record in baseball, and how about the pitching, bro?
Pitching's...
Tyler McGill last night. Did somebody test his saliva?
It's amazing. They're pitching during this win streak that they've
been
on.
Crazy. Yes.
That's what's carried them because their offense has actually been very inconsistent.
Bro, every game. Let me tell you right now, this is the Met offense every game. First five innings, they don't get a hit. Okay, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And they strike out. Oh, God. If I got to see, Alonso or Alvarez or even J.D. Martinez swinging another pitch 30 freaking feet outside, I mean, you got to be kidding. They strike out constantly. They don't get a hit for five innings. Then all of a sudden, they find a way to win a baseball game.
Scratch out a couple.
Right, and it's basically because of the starting pitching.
Yeah.
And I know the bullpen didn't, kind of gave it up last night. I get that, okay? But the bullpen has actually been pretty good, bro.
Yeah.
I know Maton gave it up in that game against Cincinnati, but the bullpen has actually been pretty good. I'm confident in Diaz. I think Diaz is back. He's been very good. Well, he almost gave up the two-run homer at the end of the game.
Yeah.
I got a little nervous when that ball left the bat, I got to say. But Diaz has actually been pretty good. And there's a feeling with this team right now that, they got something going.
They really do. Like this magic to them, and they've been great in September, but they got to make the playoffs.
Got to make the playoffs now.
As fun as it's been, as surprising as it's been, especially after the horrible start, they got to make that series in Atlanta. That's their chance to rectify the ills of 2 years ago.
Well,
beat that Brave team.
It might not even be them. I mean, right now, they're one game in a loss column out of the first wild card.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
I think what Evan's saying is that at the end of the season, they got to play the Braves.
Yeah. They got seven tough games coming up with Philadelphia, too. You still got two games here with Toronto, but, seven games with the Phillies that are not going to be easy,
No question. They've had the toughest schedule amongst all these wild card contenders, but they keep winning. Mm-hmm. They keep doing a great job, and hopefully they'll keep it up tonight against the Blue Jays.
Lindor's been great.
Is he the MVP, by the way?
He'll never get it because they're going to give it to Ohtani.
I mean, Ohtani's ridiculous. I mean, the numbers are stupid.
The only thing I'll say, Teak, about that, and look, the numbers are ridiculous, but let's remember this. Ohtani's a DH. This guy, Francisco Lindor, okay, he plays every inning of every game at the second toughest defensive position there is in baseball. Catcher's got to be number one. He plays it brilliantly. I mean, that's the one thing, and we kind of lose sight of that. You know, and Alonso, too, these guys play every day.
There's a value to that.
162 games this year.
My one worry about Lindor, and we've seen this over the last few days, he is struggling offensively. Yep. And you wonder.
Yeah, a little bit right now after he was red hot.
You wonder if playing every day and everything he's done is going to wear him down. And you know what? He has an excuse to wear down. That means time for Pete Alonso to pick it up.
Right.
Time for Brandon Nimmo to pick it up. Time for J.D. Martinez, who has over the last few days since the birth of his kid, to pick it up. Because I don't think you could expect Lindor to keep it at that pace, but now you need the other guys to pick up the offensive load over the next few weeks.
Be nice if Alvarez could ever hit a home run.
Him too!
I mean, what happened to this guy? How about Vientos, though, bro? Nobody saw Mark Vientos turning into a star this year. I mean, who saw that coming?
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's been incredible.
Evan did. He wanted him to hit second.
that was after
you didn't
he started
want him
hitting.
Hit second?
No, I wanted him hitting second.
He wanted him to. And when he moved him up there, that's when he started crushing it.
Yeah.
And how big a factor has Jose Iglesias been? I mean, not only is, you know, with him and Lindor up the middle,
he's absolutely necessary with McNeil down.
With McNeil out. But, I mean, he's been phenomenal. I mean,
he's been great. You know,
the whole OMG thing. I mean, he's the best hitter with runners in scoring position.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's who I want up there.
It's funny. Lugie and I were talking about this off air. We said, all right, big spot in the game. Right. Who's the number one guy you went up there? And I said, I think I'd take Iglesias even over Lindor.
Interesting.
Think about that at-bat Ian Pitt had it against the Pirates about 2 months ago. I don't know if anyone remembers this against Chapman where he drew that walk. Like, he'll give you these insane at-bats, and his clutch numbers have been awesome. So hopefully they can keep it up.
Yeah. And one other thing, too, David Peterson. Who saw this coming?
That's another one.
I mean, all of a sudden, David Peterson is a Sandy Koufax.
It's true.
What are they, 15-3 when he starts? Is he under his ERA is under 3? Sean Manaea has been ridiculous. I mean, it's just, I mean,
right at the right time, anything can happen. That's all that matters.
And look, Teak, I'm with you 100%. And again, the one award that should go to a Met is Carlos Mendoza, Manager of the Year. This guy, boy, did David Stearns hit the jackpot with this guy. And it's rare that I get excited about a manager like this, bro.
No, I know.
This manager is the real deal. And again, I'll say it. How the hell did the Yankees let him get away?
Joe, great talking to you, man. We'll talk to you Monday at 4 o'clock. Enjoy the debate tonight.
I'll be all over that, bro.
Yes, indeed.
Big night for Big Don. I'll see you guys.
See you later, man. The great Joe Beningo.